We're in Raising Cane's with the man that started it all.
Wait, are you the Yes Chef guy?
We got chicken fingers, crinkle cut fries, Texas toast, and their world famous cane sauce. We'll shed a tear right now.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's great to stay up late.
It's time for Early Break, presented by NEBCO. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I like Stone.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
And here comes a sandwich from God.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
Hey, somebody grab me a mocha quick, would you?
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 3 on a Tuesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 3 is sponsored by our friends at NEBCO, now hiring at Ready Mix Concrete. Hiring CDL drivers. They offer great pay benefits, paid time off, and more. Check out more at NEBCOinc.com. Start your new career today. Visit them there. Been a wild show so far. Thank you for all the texts today. 402-464-5685.
The text line.
And by the way, as we said off the show, again, do not be gullible today. It's April Fool's. People are trying to prank you at work or on Twitter or whatever. Just tunnel vision. Tunnel vision today.
What was the song today, song of the day?
Today was What a Fool Believes by the Doobie Brothers.
Good one. Rises to her apology. Me and Jake looked at each other like that, like, what a line.
It's good.
What a line.
As she rises to her apology.
Anybody else
would surely know.
He's watching her go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rough song. If you
but
listen
it sounds
to
happy, but it is a sad song. Yeah.
It's a sad it's an unfortunate song for the male that's being written about. It is.
But it is good.
Unfortunate male song.
Quick, I'm gonna ask you guys a question here.
Okay.
Seth weighed in with one before we get to football. If you were to put a percentage on Nebraska making the NCAA, Nebraska basketball, continue the CBC discussion, put a percentage on Nebraska basketball making the NCAA tournament and winning a game next year.
Making and winning.
Two
separate percentages.
Be adults about this. I'm asking you to be adults. What would you say?
Making
and winning.
Yes, this is
and
the combo.
Winning. Oh, making and winning?
Yeah, you got to win.
Probably, you're in the 20s.
I was going to go a little lower.
I was going to say in the 16%.
20s. Okay.
That's a problem. It's not zero, but it's 16.
That's not good.
Yeah. And the reason, what's the reasoning?
Yeah, you got to be.
You got to look at the reasoning. It's like you lose seven guys.
Right.
And when you watched the game last night, who'd you like?
That's what I mean.
Who are the two guys that stood out the most?
Gary and Williams.
Those are the two
not
guys.
In order. Williams and Gary.
And then the reason that Asesian had some looks and different things was because of those guys. That was the reason.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think it's hard. And it's always, and I know there's going to be pushback. Well, we can go out and find that again. It's hard. It's hard to find those two. When those guys, we already said, the one leaving would be over $1 million. I'm saying he gets 1.2 to 1.4 someplace else. If somebody said that, if you can't tell me that Rick Pitino's not going like, hey, listen, if Bryce Williams is available, I'm taking him here to St. John's. There's no doubt about it. Because he's tough.
He's good.
He's tough.
He'd be crazy not to want him.
Yeah. So anyway, my point is, it's really hard to replace this. And even though there is an avenue, it'd be even harder if there was no portal. Portal gives you a chance.
Portal gives you a chance. Now, here's the deal. If you think about Bryce's value real quick, R.J. Lewis went into portal from St. John's.
Yes.
He's a good player. He's not as good as Bryce. Probably not even close, right?
I think he was a second or third team All-American, was he not?
Right. But I take Bryce over him all day long. I've seen him play. He's really good.
Yeah.
He was the biggest player of the year, I think. I mean, I'll take Bryce every day. Now, back to the discussion. See, I asked somebody else that this morning, and they said 15%. I said, that's a problem. Okay, that's a problem. Now, why is that a problem?
What is it just to make it?
I don't know. I don't care what it is just to make it. I'm tired of it. I mean, why is that even come on.
Do you hang a banner for Field of 32?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Jake?
Well, its own banner by
don't
itself.
Do this. Don't
field
do this.
Field of 32.
Don't do this, Bill. Come on.
Round of 32. I think 16
banners again.
I would say, yeah, you get a round of 32 banner. Absolutely.
Oh, great.
Because they have they have appearances up there. Now we got to know when did you win the game. All right, this so round of 32.
Over to the left.
Yeah. He gets its own banner. Absolutely.
I don't think so. I don't think
that is.
It's never happened before.
Oh, that's great.
They'd be love to unveil. Yeah. Look at our new banner. We made the round of 32.
But you see the problem. Bill's a reasonable man. He's lived here for a long time. He put the percentage in the 20s. You put it at 15.
16.
Mm-hmm. I put it about 16. That'll be year 7. Do you see the problem with that? I'm not going after Freddie. I'm not. But it's
a great question.
It's if you just think about it realistically.
This is you and Seth working as one.
No. I thought about it last night, but here's the thing about Nebraska. It's fine. This is why I keep saying this is a safe little spot. It's fine. The crowd, the PBA will be jam-packed next year.
There were people.
It'll be jam-packed.
If they made the dance next year and lost the first game, he'd still be around. Absolutely. You would not get fired for that.
No,
you
can go 7 years here without winning in the tournament. It's an incredible little spot in this world. That's what it is. And if you win the CBC, people will be thrilled with that. Thrilled.
You asked for a response on people's percentages. Yeah. It's about where we're at. Murray and Havelock.
Murray.
It says 12%.
Havelock.
9%.
Hello,
name texture. 6% insightful. Dude, nobody's going above 20%.
Beef taco, anything.
I didn't see beef taco.
Now, here's the question, though. You guys are okay with it, right?
What if I'm okay with it, but I'm just saying it's a number. Am I okay with it? No. No, I'm not.
I'm not going to fire Fred Hoiberg if he makes the tournament and loses the first game.
No, hell no.
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 I mean, it's unfortunate
that's
you can't
not,
get over the hump, but you
Jake,
don't. But you
that's not
that.
What I'm saying. That's not my point at all. This is sort of not even a Fred conversation. I always say that. It's more of an expectations conversation than a Fred conversation. Fred just benefits from it. It's not Fred's doing at all. Fred, this was 50 years in the making. I mean, or more.
He doesn't have to bear the burden of Mo Ibe. He doesn't.
No, this is not really a Fred discussion. This is an expectations discussion. This is about a coach who's will be going into year 7 with a lot of fans who believe he's got a 15% chance to make the tournament and win, and it is fine and dandy with the AD, with the administration, with most of the fan base. This is a haven, is what it is. It's a little haven. Right?
Who wouldn't want this job?
Oh, God, it's a dream
job. There should be a line of people wanting the job with Nebraska.
It's a dream job. He's making 4.5. I mean, it is an incredible gig. It's okay, too. You're not reading this as me attacking Fred, are you?
No, it's a brilliant question.
Right. It's an interesting one.
Any more texts, Jacob?
Yeah, we have one. Well, this is Ben in Chicago. Says, Steve, I love it. That was a beautifully executed passive-aggressive smackdown. If it wasn't so sad, it would be funny.
It's a little passive-aggressive. Not totally, though. Isn't it just... Can't you just lay that out there like that? And have reasonable
people
talk?
Any numbers above the 30 mark?
No. I'm seeing... I'd say the average is about 10% of people saying the percentage of Nebraska making the tournament and winning a game... They're going 10%
in year 7. Wouldn't you want that percentage to be about 60-70, or 50 at least?
Should be a 50.
50. Okay.
That's fair. In and win 50.
In and win.
If you had a program that was not investing in it and not giving new arenas, new places, then I would say no. But this place has done everything.
The NIL is not great.
We keep saying Hendricks is amazing. PBA is great. NIL is not horrific. It's not like it doesn't. It's not horrific. It's not non-existent. It does exist.
It's not
so
great.
You have almost everything you'd want to be successful.
Again,
here.
This is not passive aggressive towards Fred. It is a little more passive aggressive towards the administration.
Okay.
Because they have allowed this to happen. They have allowed it.
If you went through the entire Big Ten, I would imagine if you asked their fan base, I'm talking Northwestern, Rutgers, everyone. They would have a higher number. Northwestern, I think, would be like they've won a game in the Collins has won, so I'm sure
he's won twice. He's won two times.
If you asked him, what would the percentage be that we get in and we win? They're probably going to be like 28%, 32%. What's Rutgers going to be?
Don't you want to exist in the world like with Wisconsin?
No, you want to. I'm saying is that's a wow factor because right now. if you took the 20 teams, the Nebraska might be the lowest on what the number is.
Of what our number, our percentage.
What the numbers are.
And again, I just am suggesting that we are strangely okay with it. I mean,
I want to read this because this is a good text that's against that. It says Fred
is from Nels.
This is unnamed text. It says Fred is the 15th highest paid coach in the country. His salary of $4.75 million is right there with Nate Oates, Chris Beard, Matt Painter, Brad Underwood, Kelvin Sampson, Buzz Williams. 43% win percentage overall, 31% in conference, signed through 28-29. It says, what in the hell is wrong with people's expectations?
I don't... I think that's pretty well said. It's not a Fred conversation, really.
Administration is paying a coach to be a high-level, successful coach here. Top 15? Yeah. It's right there with Oates, Beard,
and Painter. Don't know that they look at it that way. They're fine as long as that place is full. As long as it's full, I got to think they're fine.
The narrative, like, way different this year. If played Iowa and there was 4,000 people there.
Yeah. Or even 6,000.
Yeah, just half full. The narrative would be way different.
Jake.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
I was going to say you've allowed this to happen, but that's a little much.
Blame me. Jake Sorensen is to blame for allowing this to happen.
We love Jake's passion.
Just as a card-carrying fan. I just found it to be an interesting discussion in my head last night. Because I figured you guys would be in the 20% range of the chances of Nebraska getting in and winning. I don't know. It's not an interesting discussion if the head coach is in his third year.
You're not lowballing him on salary. He's making really good money here. You've invested the money to be good.
Hold on, Jake. You really haven't, because NIL's still near the bottom third. So it's a complicated discussion. Yeah, you've invested in the coach, but you haven't fully invested in the NIL part, right?
So are we blaming the fans for showing up to games then?
No. It's you know who put it the best?
Who?
Schaefer. Nebraska is a one-off.
One of one.
Yeah, thank you. That's what he said. One of one. Jake, Nebraska is one of one. There's no other program in the country like
that. That's accurate.
In this case, I don't think you should be proud of that.
No one is.
Well, okay, now hold on. Why?
Because you're saying we'll show up to the game no matter how good or bad the team is. We don't really care if you're good. We'll still show up to the games.
But they're not bad.
We'll be there.
But they're not bad.
They had some really bad years under Fred. Really, 7 wins back-to-back years total in
both
years.
They're not bad now. They're fine. I mean...
Hang on now. You got to go. They didn't make the tournament.
They
didn't make
they
the tournament.
They were 16th of 18 in the
they
Big Ten.
They lost their last five. So,
you're right.
But gotcha. Yeah, you don't want to like lose your mind, but you have to say they didn't make the tournament. And all they had to do in the last game was just beat Iowa at home, and you make the tournament. And they got beat by 15.
And you still have a chance at the NCAA at that point if you beat Iowa.
Like they were
in the first four out of that game, and you lost, and you missed the Big Ten tournament, and now you're in the crown.
Thank you for indulging me. It's an interesting.
Thank you for asking the question.
Yeah, I find it to be interesting. It's just a. I am sort of. What's the word? Obsessed with the discussion. I've followed Nebraska basketball so closely for, like I say all the time, 53 years, and I am sort of obsessed with it. Like, I'm disheartened a little bit with it. And it's more towards the administration than anything. Because I think in some ways they take advantage of us. I do. That's what I believe. There's no other way to look at it, in my opinion. Right?
Someone says it's like being a Cubs fan. They have great attendance regardless of the team, so owners don't really care about
the record. I hated the Cubs for that reason.
The lovable losers. You want to be the lovable losers?
I never took them seriously. It was fun kind of to watch it. You know, Harry Carey, and you know, you watch in the afternoon, they're going to lose again.
Must be a pack.
Bunch of guys with their shirts off in the outfield drinking old style.
Right.
Yeah. Having a great time.
So let's see what happens next year. Now listen, there's a chance that Fred just puts a freak roster together and we're looking at Auburn next year.
Remember TCU women's basketball went to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Didn't have a team.
You gotta give him a shot here. We'll see what happens. We'll see what he comes up with. We'll know in May. We'll revisit the discussion in May when you start to see what his roster is going to look like. And you know what? He might go get somebody where you're like, whoa.
I saw Robin Washut, your colleague of Husker Online, on Three, report yesterday that, you know, the name Jamarcus Lawrence
was back.
He was a Husker last season.
We liked him. I brought him up.
Yeah. He went to Rhode Island this year, averaged about 10 points a game. He's back in the portal, and apparently Nebraska's reached out to him again, and he's listening. So, not done yet, but he is listening to potentially coming back to Lincoln. Jamarcus Lawrence, we liked him. We did like him.
Super fast.
Yes.
Decent outside shooter.
Yeah.
Super fast. It'd be a good addition. But you got to go get – he'd be a good addition, but you got to go get a couple great ones, right?
Yeah.
You're going to compete like the teams that we see in this tournament.
Jamarcus Lawrence cannot beat Bryce Williams. I don't think he could.
No. I know. He's not scoring.
No. I love the kid. I hope he's back here, but that does not replace Bryce. And it's going to be very hard to replace Bryce Williams.
Fred has got to go get some premier guys. Premier. Right? Am I wrong?
Well, when you say premier,
like a Tanji,
to go get that type of player, but it's not going to come from a premier team. It's going to come from a North Dakota State,
or someone coming down.
It's going up. Someone playing up.
That's what you want.
Yeah, that's what you want. I mean, all of a sudden, one of the two or three top players in the whoever goes in, they're not coming here.
You're right.
And so it's going to have to be a great evaluation.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden it's like. What happened to Drake? They took the player of the year, was a Division II player, came from Northwest Missouri.
Now he's
going to Iowa.
You got to go get a big. You got to go get two scorers, probably. You got to probably get a point guard, right?
Not probably. You need a point guard on this team.
And was I wrong about the first half? Did Ulis play last night?
Yes, Ulis
shot a couple shots, then they took him out. They used a kid from Ashland.
Yeah.
Jacob. So Aaron Ulis played. Because, again, Raleigh Wilson did not play.
Did he play in the second half? Because I don't remember seeing him play.
I don't know if he did play
in the second
half.
I don't think he played a second in the second half.
He played 7.5 minutes total. I think probably all first half. As you said, 0 of 2 on threes.
Missed a couple shots.
It was -8, you know, +/-8. And Cale Jacobson plays in this game 22 minutes, a +10, +/-, 2 points, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, played good defense, hustled.
Jacobson was excellent. Sam was excellent, and the season was excellent in addition to Price. Those guys were really good last night, especially in the second
half. And Juwan Garrett, 18 points.
Yeah, Juwan was good. John's always pretty good. But Fred's got to go. Now, you got to watch this close. It's going to be very interesting to see what he comes up with because you see the league he's in. It's tough. It's not the SEC, but it's tough, obviously. So you got to go get guys that you can say, can you win 12 in a Big Ten? Can you do that? Can you do that? You look at me like I'm nuts.
It's a great question.
The part that's also
12 shouldn't be beyond the pale.
You're not asking for 17.
No,
the part that's fascinating as far as where you're trying to get this way is like, hey, you better have an idea with what these guys are doing up here. And if you take the crown, which is the Sweet 16, and you take the Sweet 16 from the NCAA tournament, and you watch these two, and you're going like, so it's like you're so far off. Yeah. All these teams are so far off what that looks like.
I know.
It's sometimes you stop and you say, when you turn the film on, all of a sudden you're watching these teams. And I'm like, you're going like, oh my,
that's your opinion.
But that's what's scary is that Nebraska.
Bill, that's your opinion. It's not a fact because you'll get people that say no, Nebraska's close. You'll get that.
And per bracketology, Nebraska was 1 to 2 games max off from the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, but no, I'm talking Sweet 16.
Oh, Sweet 16. Yeah,
I'm talking not to get in the tournament.
Winning two games.
If Nebraska was in the tournament and they were a 12 seed this year, they'd have been fine. They'd have played well.
Maybe beat somebody.
Yeah, not a big deal.
I'm talking about
when you get down to these other teams and you start watching, just compare the two. When it gets to the Final Four, just take this, watch the Final Four this weekend, then watch the Crown Final Four.
Oh.
And then you go, oh my.
Come on.
So, but everyone's trying to get to this, right?
Right.
You're still trying to get to this. It's like, when you're watching teams, if you're like Nebraska football, like I'm watching, well, what does Ohio State look like? What does Penn State look like? What does Oregon look like? Because we have to beat them.
Yep.
That's who we have to beat. We're not worried about beating
Purdue. Don't forget that ever.
We're not trying to beat Purdue. We're not trying to be better than Northwestern.
And basketball, thank you, because this is an offshoot to the original question. Aren't we in basketball trying to beat Auburn?
Yeah, you have
it
to be.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, that's my point.
But are we?
No. Right now we're just trying to win a game in the tournament. We're not trying to catch.
It's true.
We're not trying to
it
catch.
It is true.
We're not trying to catch.
But why? Yeah. Like, why? We're not in year two here.
You can bring it up is because Auburn was horrific.
Right.
Prior to
Auburn
Bruce
was.
Why is Nebraska interested in playing in the Final Four? That's the question.
Yeah. They'd get 1,000 people to their game at Auburn.
Jake, are they interested?
It doesn't appear so right now.
Uh-uh. It doesn't to me.
Not seeing signs.
When you see teams that are like I said, Houston.
Oh, God, they're good.
You said this before. Why is it so hard for Nebraska to like be a sixth seed comfortably in the dance? Why is it always, hey, if we make it, we're fringe, we're barely
right.
In.
We're happy with that. No doubt, in March, you're just easily in the dance. No, we're happy with that. It's never the other side.
Been that way.
Yeah. We love the pain. I think we love the pain.
I think Nebraska fans love being just sad.
I don't say sad. We love the pain.
Thank you for that question, Sip. I appreciate that. That was good.
Sip did some journalistic.
That was good. Hey, this might make it. Write about this?
Maybe.
You know what this is? This is aging gracefully. Aging gracefully.
And it's not even Friday yet, Bill.
You just pulled off aging gracefully on a Tuesday.
It's a good April Fool's to people. Yeah.
He just came back and he got right in our journalistic grill because me and Jake were not even ready for this.
No. But you guys handled it very well, which I knew you would.
You came at us with a brilliant question.
Thank you.
You guys, we can do this because the stool watches Nebraska basketball very closely.
Sometimes too closely.
We do. You have to say that. We get a lot of texts
on percentages. I bet we had a lot of people text in.
Yeah, it was again, I'd say 10% was pretty much the mean there. Nobody above 20%.
That's not good. It's not good, boys.
No, it's not good. When we come back... I just saw we had a gift arrive from a good friend. We'll have that next year on Early Break on the Ticket.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.